listening to a program produced in 2010 as part of Aloud, a series of dynamic lectures, readings, performances, and discussions that take place in the Mark Taper Auditorium at the historic downtown Central Library in the heart of Los Angeles. These programs are presented by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, which supports the Los Angeles Public Library. To learn more about Aloud, please go to our website, www.aloudla.org. Please welcome Jessica, Daniel, and Laura, and we'll start singing. Thank you so much.
We'll all be friends by the end of this night.
So I'd like to start just by talking a little bit about vocal tone production and breathing. First of all, let's just shake all the phlegm off our vocal cords this way. This is the motorboat. Okay, and when we breathe, want to be real loose. Don't lift the shoulders up and tighten up, but keep them loose. Try and breathe down as if you're inflating a balloon. Loosen up your diaphragm and breathe down. Deep breath, everybody. And then we're going to focus the tone out here through our noses and keep our eyebrows up and get a nice clear tone. Maybe on mo. This way, we'll just do a couple of these. Ready? And. Wow. You guys sound fantastic. Breaths and eyebrows up. Deep breath in. And resonant, especially for a lot of these mountain pieces. We want a real bright nasal tone. Let's see, this up here is a picture of a glee club. We're going to jump right into some rounds. We'll do one that everybody knows. A little row, row, row your boat in the key of A. Can we sing unison through the melody first? This will be just everyone unison on the melody this way. We'll do it right here. And
row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Okay, so we're going to break it up into a four-part round. Let's see, maybe this is the first group over here. You guys can start. This looks like the second group. And maybe we'll split you half and half. We'll have a third group and a fourth group here. So it'll be row, row, row your boat. Second group, row, row, row your boat. Third and fourth. Sing through the whole thing. And to end these rounds, the way I'd like to do it is we'll sing through maybe your line three times. When we get to the last line, life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Life is but a dream. Keep repeating the last line until everybody's on the last line, then we'll fall out together. So, group one over here. One, two, three.
Row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Row, row your boat. Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
Remember the last time I did that? Okay, so I'd like to jump right into a couple old English rounds. Actually, the first one's old, an old English round from the English glee clubs. They used to get together and, you know, drink and have a grand old time. Actually, a little known fact is that the Star Spangled Banner was once an old English drinking song before Francis Scott Key wrote the words. John Stafford Smith had written the melody for the Anacreontic Society, which was dedicated to the Greek poet Anacreon, who was a sort of Bacchanalian god of wine, women, and song. So that's where that comes from. And this is one that they may have sang in those groups. This is White Sand and Gray Sand. We'll do it in the key of E. The first two lines are very similar. They go like this.
White sand and gray sand.
So repeat after me.
White sand and gray sand, who by my white sand?
The third line's who by my gray sand. Very low at the bottom.
By my gray sand.
Yeah, sounds nice. So for this one, we only need three groups. How should we do it? Let's see. We'll have, yeah, I guess the first group is over here. You'll be the leaders. Second group this set, and third group this set. Shall we do it a couple times in unison all the way through just to practice? Okay. White, one, two, ready.
White sand and gray sand, who by my white sand? Who by my gray sand? White sand and gray sand. Who by my white sand? Who by my gray sand?
Right, so this is a real sales cry from the medieval London markets. First group over here, second group, and third group. So right after white sand and gray sand, then you guys will start with the same thing. White sand and gray sand, white sand and gray sand. One, two, three, and.
White sand and gray sand.
Twos.
White sand and gray sand. White sand and gray sand.
Trickier, so you gotta pay attention. This is Psalm
137. But you're ready for it, right?
Let's see. Can you guys sing the first line with me? We'll just go through each of these lines in unison.
By. By the waters, the waters of Babylon.
So, repeat that after me. Ready?
Right.
And.
By the waters of Babylon.
The second line goes,
we lay down and wept, and wept for these islands.
You guys.
We lay down and wept for these Zion.
starts kind of low.
We remember, we remember, we remember these Zion.
You guys.
We remember, we remember, we remember these Zion.
Okay, so let's do it once through all in unison. The first line will start on the root, which is right here. Bye. The second line starts on we lay down. It's a little bit higher. And the third line's a little bit lower.
We remember we.
So that's how you remember the lines. Let's try it once through all the way. Ready?
By the waters, the waters of
some of these rounds have a single line that really pops out more than the others. I'd like you to really nail that one if you can. In this piece, I think it's the second line.
We lay down and wept.
So that's your moment to shine when your group has that line. So please, knock it out of the park. Between Babylon and we. Oh, by
Babylon we.
That would be a minor tenth. That's a big jump.
It's an octave.
An octave and a third, yeah. Bye. Okay,
just
so
low and then high.
Super high. Group one, here we go.
One, two, three, six. By the waters, the waters of Babylon.
The seas. We're going to do our one shanty of the evening. We have a sailor here. All right. So this is called 100 Years Ago, and I think what we'll do for this one is we'll divide the room straight down in half, and we'll say that you guys are the callers, and you guys are the responders. Okay, so a traditional shanty, this is a halyard shanty, meaning that you guys are pulling rope, and you're doing it together, okay? And so you're just maybe ordering them around a little bit, but or you're telling the story, and it's making them want to pull the rope. So the call is always the same. Could I have a C?
100 years on the eastern shore.
Always goes like that. And you always go,
ho, yes, ho.
Like big hairy-chested men, okay? Can I hear that again?
Ho, yes, ho.
100 years on the eastern shore.
100 years ago.
That's the whole thing, okay? So we're going to start. We're just going to keep, we're going to power through this, okay? Here we go. I think you'll get it because we're gonna do it about 20 times here. So I think we're gonna be good. Just go for it. If you're not sure, sing louder. And I encourage it, please. Okay. All right.
100 years on the eastern shore. Ho, yes, ho.
100 years on the eastern shore.
100 years ago.
Oh, when I sailed across the sea.
Ho, yes, ho.
My girl said she'd be true to me.
100 years ago.
I promised her a golden ring. Me that little thing.
100 years ago.
I wish to God I'd never been born.
Ho, yes, ho.
Took a rambling round and round Cape Horn.
100 years ago.
Around Cape Horn with frozen sails.
Ho,
to fish for whales.
100 years ago.
Around Cape Horn where the wild winds blow.
Ho, yes, ho.
Around Cape Horn through sleet and snow.
100 years ago.
They thought the stars were set alight.
Ho, yes, ho.
By a bunch of angels every night.
100 years ago.
They thought the world was flat and square.
Ho, yes, ho.
While hands were round, sphere in the air.
100 years ago.
They hung a man for making steam.
Ho.
His body in a stream.
100 years ago.
I thought I heard the old man say,
ho, yes, ho.
That we was homeward bound today.
100 years ago.
100 years have passed and gone.
Ho,
100 years since I made this song.
100 years ago.
Okay, we're going to move into a little minstrelsy. This was written in 1886 by the first African-American composer to achieve fame at Tin Pan Alley. Not him.
Oh, no.
That was a man by the name of Gussie Lord Davis. And this is the guy who popularized it in the 30s. This is Leadbetter. Huddy Leadbetter, or also known as Leadbelly. This is Goodnight Irene. The chorus, let's see, the refrain here, go just like this.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in
two verses in a row. If you can catch on to the verse melody, please just start singing along in the verses too. And we'll do the refrain after every two verses. The third and fourth verses we put in here are a little bit different than the ones we normally sing in the song. Laura sort of figured out that you could sing My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean and Take Me Out to the Ballgame to the same melody as Goodnight Irene. So we're just
My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean is a much better song with this melody, by the way.
So here we go. Here's the first verse.
I asked your mother for you. She said you was too young. I wish to God I'd never seen your face. I'm sorry you ever was born.
One more verse.
Stop ramming, stop gambling, quit staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family. Lay down by the fireside bright. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I taste the great ocean to jump in the river and drown. I love Irene, God knows I do. Love her till rivers run dry. But if Irene turns her back on me, I'm gonna take morphine and die. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Here we go, my Bonnie.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Has tuberculosis. My body has only one lung. My body can cough up raw oysters and roll them around on her tongue. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night. Ball game, take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care
if I ever get back. For it's root, root, root for the Dodgers. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes.
Good work. Well, I think, Laura, is that John Newton up there?
It is.
So this is the man who wrote the words to Amazing Grace. I'm not going to go through the whole story, but there's a nice little anecdote about his life here. As a young adult, He was a sailor in the slave trade, and he famously experienced a conversion when he was battered by a big deluge, a gigantic storm, and had to pray to the higher power, the source, for mercy. And when he got out of that situation, he wrote the words to Amazing Grace, later was ordained in the Church of England. It was set to over 20 different melodies, until actually through the shape note tradition, which we're going to get into a little later, it was set to a melody called New Britain in 1835, which is the one that we all know today as Amazing Grace. We're going to do it in a slow three in C major. We'll keep the melody real simple. I think you know it. One, two, three, oh, one, two.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun
violin in front of people before, or excuse me, fiddle. I'm actually a cellist. But, you know, I figure some of you might be here singing for the first time, so I figured I could play fiddle for the first time, too. All right, this is called Cumberland Gap, and I personally heard this song for the first time a couple years ago. It's traditionally are mostly done by fiddle players or banjo players. It's usually an instrumental, but it does have words, and I just love this so much, so I wanted to throw this in the mix. So we'll see what happens. All right.
Maybe we should sing the refrain for him once.
All right. Verse and the refrain and the verses sound exactly the same. It's always Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. That's it. And it just keeps repeating with different words. All right? So, here we go.
Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. lay down, boys. Take a little nap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Lay down, boys. Take a little nap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, devil of a place, couldn't find water to wash my face. Cumberland Gap, devil of a place, couldn't find water to wash my face. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Me and my wife have walked all the way from Cumberland Gap. Me and my wife have walked all the way from Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Lay down, boys, take a little nap, snow knee deep in the Cumberland Gap. Lay down, boys, take a little nap, snow knee deep in the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap. Cumberland Gap, Cumberland Gap, 17 miles to the Cumberland Gap.
Here's another one from the Appalachian tradition. This is I Wish I Was a Mole on the Ground, collected in, recorded for the Library of Congress in 1924 by great banjo player Bascom Lamar Lunsford. I think this one's about shape-shifting, actually. There's one verse in there that's not original. I think you'll be able to tell which one it is. See, maybe we should sing through this one first, actually. The first line's like, I wish I was a mole in the ground.
I wish I was a mole in the ground.
I wish I was a mole in the ground.
I wish I was a mole in the ground.
If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down.
If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down.
And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
That's it.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. Maybe once a $9 song. $40 bill.
wish I was a mole in the ground. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Was a mole in the ground. I'd root the mountain down.
I wish I was a mole in the ground.
Okay, so we're moving into the last part of our program. We have two shape note songs, and I believe everyone has a printout of these. We're actually going to start with the one called Idumea. Yes, if you don't have one, raise your hand. We have some extras.
Thank you.
Aloud Audio is produced by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles and made possible through support provided by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, Righteous Persons Foundation, City National Bank, K&L Gates, KPMG, the Bujakji Foundation, Susan and David Rosenblum, Wallace Foundation, and Donna and Martin J. Wolf. Media support provided by KPCC 83.9 FM, KUSC 91.5 FM, and public television station KCET. Additional support provided by the Council of the Library Foundation and individual Library Foundation members. Aloud theme composed by Larry Karish.